Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts, Damien Warren and...
Toby Harris.
Oh, we're on holiday, Toby.
Well, we are, but Damo, the sun is not shining. It is raining.
Can I just say, brilliant. The Tobinator is well known for not wearing trousers. Even in the depths of winter, no trousers being worn. But today, you've turned up with trousers.
It's not because it's necessarily cold.
I think you're finally becoming English. Finally. Well, maybe we'll get to that
and
a bit later.
And this is the last podcast we're ever going to do together.
But seriously, what's with the trousers? You woke up this morning.
All my shorts are in the wash.
What, the one pair? Okay.
I've got two, all right. The third
rotate.
The third pair is a hole in the crotch. Oi, oi.
Saveloy. Or, in your case, chipolata.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. Every week I listen to the podcast back and think, how immature we sound. Next week, there'll be none of this stuff in there. None of it. And then we haven't even got into the podcast yet.
Oh, just get on with
always
it.
Always resorting back to filth. Now, it's time for our messages from our supporters.
Yes. Yeah. Hello, fellas.
Ooh.
Long-time listener. First-time emailer. I do like a first-time emailer.
Oh, yeah. But the only problem is, once you've emailed, you're no longer first.
No.
So,
but
look,
then they
Josh,
never email again.
No, so. Josh, what you need to do now is long-time listener, second-time emailer.
Third-time emailer.
Razzler Dazzler. 50-second.
50-second. Anyway. God, you've been a bit kind to him there.
No, okay, move on. Right?
Anyway, my question to you both is, what more do you think the AB selectors need to see from Roger Tuivasa-Sheck to make him a contender for the 12th spot? Or do you think he's already a contender or in contention? What do you think? I think he's already in contention just because of his name.
Well, I think he's played pretty well
he
as
has.
Well.
Yeah, you're right.
In the last couple of games for the Blues, he's been exceptional. I think he's already in contention. In fact, I'm going to roll it out there and say he will start for the ABs at 12 in the first test match against Ireland.
Well, Josh goes on to say, I'm thinking that if you're planning to play Bodie at 10 and Rico at 13, does it not make sense to stick RTS in at 12, given that they've already been playing as a trio for the Blues?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
It does make a lot of sense, you're right, but then we don't have...
a lot of common sense that kicks in.
Correct.
Do you know the interesting thing here is I was listening to a number of podcasts like I do every week, and the first time people are talking about, oh, maybe we need a big ball carrier at 12.
Oh, wow. We've been talking about it for ages.
That's all I go on
yeah,
about.
Yeah, exactly.
That and let the referees make the decisions. That's all I talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it.
Ah, well, so
but
am
do
I.
You think, just do you think it. He's a contender? Or oh, you no. literally just said that he's going to start.
I think he's going to start because they don't really have a big ball carrying 12. The
only big ball carrying 12 Chiefs, we've got is...
There isn't. Lamape is the only one.
Yeah.
Or you could... You could list Fainuku or but he's not 12. He's not no, playing he's at not 13, playing, is he?
Exactly.
So, what's the lad?
Quinton Tapia.
Quinton Tapia. Yeah. He's probably our biggest ball carrying 12 at the moment.
Yeah, but
he's not big. He's not that big either.
No.
So I think they're going to go with RTS. I think they're going to go with his quick feet. He does carry the ball pretty well.
Yeah. He makes the gain line every time.
He makes the gain line.
He distributes the ball well.
Yeah. So I think
they're a. They're a good trio, to be fair to them.
He's not my... If you're going to do that, I think you need two big wingers, though. So my prediction is that you're going to see on both wings maybe Caleb Clark and Lester Fainuku or something.
Who would you have at 15, then?
Well, unfortunately...
It's Jordy Barrett, isn't it?
And unfortunately, very, very unfortunately, you need a kicker, don't you? Now, I think Bodie could kick, but he's just still not kicking. And every time he does kick, he kicks really well. But, you know, unless he's going to kick for the Blues on a regular basis.
He's not been consistent enough, has he?
Well, I just go
as
back.
As in consistent enough.
I just
kicking,
go back.
Like, he hasn't been kicking.
Consistently. Week in, week out, yeah. I just go back to this. He's an incredibly skillful person.
Yes.
So, surely. That doesn't stop on the tee.
No.
You know what I mean? No. Like,
He just needs half an hour after each session. Go kicking, Bodie.
Go kicking, Bode. Anyway, yeah, so I think he already is in contention. In fact, I think he's going to start at 12. Is he the answer is the bigger question, and I don't think he's the answer.
No, he's not the answer, no.
He's not the answer. Now, the Razzler Dazzler, sir.
Yeah, he sent in another thesis.
Yep. I think they're calling this one, what do they call the, in the Bible, when there's the...
Testimonial?
Testaments. anyway, he's written another Bible here, but they're very, very good. I mean, he has some great insight. So the first thing that he's mentioning is that America, right?
Yes.
Taking the World Cup to America. And he's basically saying, if the Americans do anything really, really well, it's throwing a party.
Yep.
And they advertise the living daylights out of these types of things. So if they win the World Cup, you can be assured that the game will grow. They will do everything.
Well, they're never going to win the World Cup, are they?
No.
If they host the World Cup, you mean?
If they host the World Cup, you can be assured that they will advertise it till the cows come home. They will do everything. They'll get big teams over there to play. There's a lot of money in America, obviously. They'll pump a whole load of money into it. So he's saying, yes, America, it would grow. The other thing he's saying is, you know, he agrees with us. The New Zealand's pretty much done. They don't have the infrastructure, whereas Australia does. And I think the big difference is it's the MCG, isn't it?
Well, he's gone on to sort of give some numbers with some of the stadiums.
Yeah.
So we've got... I'll just rattle through numbers. They've got stadiums that are 110, 53, 60, 55, 55, 30, brand new, 30, brand new, 85.
85, yeah. And some iconic.
48.
And some iconic ones as well.
MCG.
Yeah, nothing more iconic than the MCG, is there?
110,000 people.
The SCG, not too far behind it, really, let's be honest. And, you know, it's like... You know, Amy Park in itself, you know, it's a beautiful stadium as well. You know, I don't think he's even got that on the list.
No, I'm not sure it is there.
So, but then he goes on to say he loves the idea of Argentina
hosting. It's just not going to happen.
It should happen though.
It's just not
going to. Why would it not happen?
Infrastructure.
No, they must have. They football's huge over there. They can just use the football stadiums.
Yeah, but where are people going to stay? Is it safe? Is it dangerous?
Oh, you're always a party pooper, aren't you? If there's anything I know about Toby, he's a negative Nelly.
Nancy. My name's Nancy.
Yeah, but thank you, Razzle Dazzler, for your insights. He's actually got a very, very good very good listener's question later on the show.
I have read that.
So thank you very much. But one thing I did notice here, sir, is we haven't heard much from the Razzler Dazzler recently.
No, but I know why.
Yes, I know why too.
You've overtaken him. I've overtaken him.
That's right.
And now he's had one good week.
One good week of Subaru.
And his confidence is through the roof.
He's like, I can't email in at the moment because I'm performing shockingly in the Subaru.
Oh, I've had a good week. Send.
He's banked them all up, ready to go. Come on. Right. Thank you, the Razzler, the Dazzler, as always. Right, it's time for the Subaru.
It is.
Do you want to start us off, sir?
Swano.
What a week.
Out in front. No one got a grand slam.
I think we both said we couldn't pick apples from trees over the weekend because there were some great results for certain teams.
There was, yeah. Razzler Dazzler's up there. American Blues.
Yeah.
Jed.
I like how you've just brushed over the Razzler Dazzler.
Yeah, well, we've talked about them too much now. J-Bird 007 shouldn't even be here. Winter Milan. Now, I actually got a message from Winter Milan.
Yeah, is he dusting off his mantle shelf, ready for the trophy?
He is, and I'll tell you what, he is. Now here we go. I'm just going to bring it up. He is the number one in the UK.
Is he really?
Yes.
That's amazing, isn't it?
How cool is that? He's number one in all of his. Globally, he's 195th.
No, that's rubbish.
But yeah, UK's over Winsight, so I think that's something from work. He's first. Super Rugby, he's first.
Doing well, that big fella.
Not bad. So he's up there as well. Weslow, 4. Tommy Guns. Now, who's at the bottom?
At the bottom, there's Joe Zimbo.
Yeah.
But I think Joe might be new. 1 point. Scrum Doctor, 2 points. Yeah. And the original Damo.
The OG. Ben Affleck as well. He's down there.
He is. And guess what that means on the big leaderboard? We've got Winter Milan in first place. Jed.
But he's
very, very close behind.
But then there's a gap.
Scrum Doctor. And then there's Ben Affleck closely followed, sniffing at his tail by me. You want to go over the bottom four, sir?
Bottom four. Coley Poley.
Oh, good to see you back in the home.
Kiwi Dave, Big Ash, and Neville 777. Then there's a bit of a gap, actually. Again, I am...
Yeah, you're not even there, mate.
I'm not even in the picture.
You're somewhere in...
No man's land.
The black hole that is... Not the top, not the bottom.
The abyss.
Mate, it's time for breaking news.
Proudly sponsored by
Super. No. XV. Supported, mate. They don't give us any money. They'd be too kind. In fact, I went on their website the other day.
So did I. They changed a lot of stuff.
They didn't even have us there. So they're not actually supporting us at all.
No.
I am going to send him an email and say, what is happening?
Hey, what about that?
Yeah.
What about that vitamin group?
Yeah, we need to do that. I've seen you through the details.
Why do I?
It's going to be kindly supported by, I can't remember the name, surely.
Proudly supported by Toby and Damo.
Anyway, if you wanted to, what can Super Rugby XP help you with?
Well, they were, I went on to them. And it was all about holidays.
Oh, yeah.
But then, up the top of the banner, it's still got the Sharks.
Yeah, Village, eh?
The Lions.
Village.
Sunwolves. It is Village. Like, come on, fellas.
Anyway, your first story,
yes,
sir.
Yes, sorry. First story. A tremendous honour. Holly Davidson.
Yeah, I saw this, hey. Yeah, she's doing a tier one game. No.
So referee.
Yeah.
No, tier 1 team.
Tier 1 team.
Holly Davidson is set to make history next month when she referees Italians v the Portuguese.
Yes.
So this is the first time a female referee has been involved in a Six Nations team.
Okay. Very good.
So, tier 1.
I hate to mention this, but she's actually not too bad looking as well.
She's Scottish.
Ah, damn it.
So, previously, she has done Malta-Cyprus. She's done Oh, she's done Canada, Belgium, and Halifax. Jeepers. Okay, so she's done a few, but she's doing Portugal, Italy.
What I think is really weird is why isn't she doing the Premiership rugby?
I don't know.
Because, you know, if you're doing internationals, surely you should be at the top of your... Oh, I suppose she's Scottish. So maybe she is doing the United Rugby Championship.
Yeah.
So maybe also, she is.
That game is going to be officiated by all females.
They'll get it right then, mate. They'll get it right. They won't.
They will, though.
Nothing will go wrong.
No.
Nothing. And even if it is wrong, they'll be right.
But can I just say that I read the other day as well that the Women's World Cup is going to be officiated by all female.
That's brilliant as well.
So there's going to be no male referees.
Do you know what? What I would say is the male referees need to up their game because, and I'm not saying this because of what we just mentioned, but every time I do see a female referee again, I think they do a great job.
They do a fantastic job.
And often I'm seeing, especially New Zealand referees at the moment, just doing, oh, I mean, even I'm starting to think they're biased.
But can I just say, and I'll touch base on it a bit more later on, what caught your eye is the Hurricanes game.
Yes.
At the very end, the referee called a knock-on, and it wasn't a knock-on.
Yeah,
and he called the end of the game.
He did.
And he got that wrong. And that could have lost them.
Well, it did lose them.
It could have done, though. It did lose them the game, but it could have been a penalty later on, could have kicked it, or it could have been a try, you know.
Because they were down by four, weren't they? I think down by four or five. So, yeah.
Right, okay. They were pretty close to the line.
That's
what I mean, you know, like...
Yeah.
And they were on the front foot and everything like that. So I just...
Jamie Booth was not a happy man.
No.
He was not a happy man. Mate, my first story, nothing is impossible. Waratahs keen to add Chiefs to the Kiwi hit list. Now, this is really lazy reporting because what happened was, reporters asked, so what do you reckon of the Chiefs in the quarters? Do you reckon that the Waratahs player, I think was the fly half...
So he's just blowing it up, hasn't he?
Well, you know, the fly half's gone and said, oh, well, you know, nothing's impossible. We want to take on the... What else do you think they're going to say? But my question to you is, sir, what do you think? The Waratahs are massive improvers this year.
Oh, 100%.
The Chiefs are on the decline a little bit. Do you reckon there's a chance that the Waratahs can take the Chiefs down, Chiefs at home?
No. I think they can. I think anyone can. But I just think the Chiefs will do enough. I don't think they've declined. I think they've plateaued.
Okay. And you just think on these final
scores. Almost everyone else has slowly sort of gone up into the season. Players are clicking with each other. They are getting tired, but I still think there hasn't been as many games, so they're still working well together, and I just think that the Chiefs have sort of gone along a straight line.
My take on this is Chiefs at home, Waratahs will struggle with the Chiefs at home. I think if this was played in Australia, it might be slightly different, but I think that this
also
depends
what the weather's like.
It does, and I think also, you know, that the Waratahs are kind of, I don't care what anyone says, they've had a great season. Whether they win or lose, it's still a great season.
Yep.
Whereas for the Chiefs, they all feel like unless they win the comp, it's not been a good season for them, or at least make the final. So I just think there's two different takes on this weekend's match for them. When push really comes to shove, the Chiefs will have slightly more motivation than the Waratahs.
I agree. And again, they'll have the home supporters.
They will.
My next one. A little bit of an uppercut for us. Now, this is Fozzie.
Oh,
your
God.
Mate Fozzie.
Oh.
Okay.
My mate Fozzie.
Your mate Fozzie. And he's just sort of talking about what New Zealand need to improve on.
What's the uppercut part? Well, you might as well just say shooting yourself in the foot, Fozzie. And you're doing the shooting, mate. Don't blame anyone else.
No, I don't think he is blaming anyone else.
I think it's a really good idea to have the South African teams. They've gone now. Oh, didn't see that one coming.
So?
You're the blimmin' all-black coach.
He's talking about 2 points.
Right.
And in the past, the All Blacks have been the front runners for this.
Yes.
And he's just sort of saying that we've lost a little bit of that.
What is that?
Now, that is speed. So, the first one is speed.
Oh, he's full of absolute rubbish.
So, speed around the park.
Do you know what? I'm genuinely getting cross with the man.
Now, the other one is skill level.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so skill level.
He is full of absolute dribble.
But you know what? I agree with you. He is full of dribble, but I know where he's coming from.
Do you know what his problem is?
Listen.
Do you know what his problem is?
You're not listening to me.
Do you know what his problem is?
You're going to tell me afterwards.
All right.
Okay. But the thing is... No. The thing is...
Spit it out.
No. Now, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, 2015 World Cup.
Yeah.
Let's go there. We were the fittest team. We were the most skillful team. Yeah?
Yeah.
2019, we dropped off a cliff. We were not the fittest team. We were not the skillfulest team.
I think you're wrong.
So I can see where he's coming from.
But I think you're absolutely wrong. And I tell you the reason why I think you're wrong is because Fozzie knows nothing about anything. And you know what it is? The innovation. That's where New Zealand are lacking. They are now following for years and years and years under a different coaching regime.
Now,
they innovated and they set the standard for the rest of the world to follow.
I totally agree.
They're not
doing
that anymore. That's their problem. And guess why that is? It's because a lot of our good coaches are coaching overseas and we've got Fozzie.
Well, the thing is that I agree with his 2 points here, but then I agree with you. We were
excuses.
The front runners, speed, skill, and innovation, scoring off first, second phase.
Yes.
That's what we were really good at.
Yes.
But now we want to score off, let's see if we can get to 100 phases and make a world record. Right, that's not how the game should be played. That's boring. We're turning into England. Boring job. I'm going to keep it in the forge and put it up my shirt.
Do you know what? As I say, right, Fozzie, what's the key to a quick line defense, Fozzie? Oh, two pivots. I need a pivot there and a pivot there. I need bloody pivots
it's
everywhere.
It's like that Friends episode where Ross and Chandler or Ross and someone are moving a sofa up some stairs, yeah, and all these guys, pivot, pivot,
he's
pivot.
Like, he's like, the
it
key.
Must be him at training. Come on, where's our pivot? Honestly.
That's such a good episode. But you know, seriously, he's like, I need a pivot at 10, I need a pivot at 15. I reckon if you ask him now, what's the key?
Pivot at 10, pivot at 12, pivot at 15. Might as well have our one out on the wing as well.
Get them all pivoting.
Who needs a number 7? Give him a pivot roll. That's the thing. The front row are being pivots sometimes, aren't they?
Oh, they never
drive. First receiver, out the back door. It's not predictable, is it? Jeepers creepers. Right, over to you, bud.
Oh, I'm really sorry we're continuing with the Fozzie bashing. It hasn't excited me.
Yeah, are we doing another one on Fozzie? Wow, this is like Geordie Barrett.
It hasn't
ago.
Excited me. The All Blacks boss, Ian Foster, New Zealand's midfield options.
He's not a pivot.
It's like, what we really need is a La Mape. Yes. Where is he?
He's earning big cash in France.
Why has he done that? Because I didn't play him for 3 years.
Oh, bugger.
What an idiot. He's such an idiot. I'm sorry. If I met him here, if he was sitting across from me.
Do you not like him?
I know. I think he's probably a great bloke. Obviously, he's a great bloke because he's made his way all the way to the All Blacks. So he must be doing something right.
It must
right.
be the gift of the gab. A bit like Owen Farrell. He's a great guy, apparently.
I wouldn't say Owen Farrell's got the gift of the gab.
He's got a gab.
Mate, now I've got one more story because I just had to put it in. He produces the goods. Ex-All Black shock pick for Super Rugby Pacific. MVP. And we are talking about...
I can't even remember his name.
Luke Romano.
Oh, the Romano.
Now, question for you. How old is Luke Romano?
Is he 37?
36. 36. He's actually younger than I thought, but... What a great shout. He's gone to the Blues, and Blues have played great. He played amazing on the weekend. He's a leader.
He's just a solid player. You know, and the Blues have actually done a really good job with him.
Great job. They started him. That is the biggest thing they did with him, was they actually said, no, we don't want you coming off the bench, eating pies and coming off the bench.
We need you.
We want you to start. And I think for him that was like, oh, crikey. You know, they want me to start. I better get myself fit. A wake-up call
kind of thing, because the Crusaders just sort of brought him on for 10, 15 minutes, didn't they, at the end of the game?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, good on him.
Yeah.
And a good shout, because I think he has been exceptional, and it's hurt me. Now, if he goes and wins Super Rugby title against Crusaders in the final, then I might not ever forgive him. But I think what a great, great guy. What a servant to Canterbury Rugby. And, you know, he only moved to the Blues because he was let go by Canterbury.
Yeah.
So, fair play to him.
It would be quite funny if he got MVP the year after he moved.
Yeah, and they win the whole comp.
Yes.
Right, mate, it's time for the results.
He scores the winning try.
Time for the results. Do you want to do the Super Rugby results?
Yes, I'll do the Super Rugby. Now, the Highlanders let me down. Brumbies let me down. Hurricanes let me down.
I think
person picked the Rebels. Swano picked the Rebels, and Swano picked the Force. He got two games right.
What?
I know, I think he got three, because of the Crusaders.
But so he picked the two outrageous results, and then only got one of the others right.
I'm pretty sure. I need to check it, because I could be very wrong.
Are you going to go through these results or not?
Yeah.
People are waiting, mate.
So,
they're on the edge of their seats.
The Chiefs. Fiji Jura shocked me.
Yeah, great game. Great game. We're going to go over that in a minute.
Shocked me.
So that was 34-35. Yeah. Oh, we're not going through them all, are we?
No, we're not. Yeah. Moana Pacifica shocked me.
Yes.
So those two teams had absolute blinders.
Yeah.
So well done to them.
The other one that was interesting was the Blues.
Yes.
Waratahs.
Well, the Blues
play like a second string side.
Dropped goal
still,
to win.
And still won.
Drop
which is pretty impressive. Mate, the standings, Blues at top, Crusaders second, Chiefs third, Brumbies fourth, Hurricanes, Waratahs and Reds and Highlanders.
Okay, here we go. Yes. Right, here we go. This is what Swano got. So we got the Crusaders, got that right. He picked Fiji Jura to win.
Oh, it's not a bad shout.
Not a bad shout. Brumbies to win, Waratahs to win. Western Force to win, got it right. Rebels to win, got it right. Ridiculous.
Yeah, good man. Good man. What that means is the Highlanders play the Blues.
Yes.
Crusaders play the Reds. Waratahs play the Chiefs. And the Brumbies play the Hurricanes. It's going to be very interesting.
Well, let's go through it. Blues, Highlanders.
Oh, it's Blues.
Yeah.
Got to be the Blues.
Crusaders, Reds.
Got to be the Crusaders.
Chiefs, Waratahs.
Oh, that's a tough one, but I'm going to go Chiefs.
Hurricanes, Brumbies.
I think Brumbies will win. Do you know what? It'd be genuinely terrible if no Australian team gets through. If more than one gets through, that would be genuinely terrible.
Now, mate, there was a big final, wasn't there?
There was, yeah. The Heineken Cup.
Yep.
I don't even think it's called that anymore. But anyway, Champions Cup or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Leinster went down to La Rochelle.
Yes, they did.
Now, this made me think, you know, for a long time, we've thought, could the winner of Super Rugby beat the winner of the Heineken Cup? And for years, we've thought, yes, it would be a non-match. And recently, we've been thinking, I wonder if they could, I wonder if they couldn't. You know, it's becoming tougher, tougher, tougher. I think the Blues... all the Crusaders would walk over La Rochelle.
I totally agree.
They'd walk over them. Now, would they walk over Leinster? I'm not 100% convinced. Just shows how well La Rochelle did on the weekend. They won that 24-21. So really, really impressive. It was actually a pretty good game as well. Wasn't
they won it at the death, didn't they?
Won it
late try.
Yeah. And good on them.
Yep. I totally agree. But that just also 11, just backs up.
11 Irish players. That 11 yeah. of them are in the starting Ireland team. Pretty much they are the Ireland team, yes. aren't they?
Yeah. But also that just shows you how well French rugby is actually doing. Now, I know that a lot of the French teams have overseas players, but it just shows you what the coaching's like in France at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And it also shows you the complement of the French players in those teams.
Yeah. And also, La Rochelle is not a big place.
No, I've been before.
Oh, have you?
I've been to La Rochelle before.
I've only been to one particular place. But, now, so that's really interesting as well. That's a bit like, let's say, the Highlanders winning. So
I think it's smaller than the Highlanders, but city-wise. Yeah, it would be.
I'm just spitballing here, mate.
Yeah, real good.
Mate, what caught your eye over the weekend?
So I just want to go back to that mistake.
Yes.
That knock on.
The knock on.
It was the end of the game, but we know that Super Rugby and New Zealand teams can score in the 82nd, 84th, 85th minute.
What about the 86th? Can't they score in that one?
No.
Didn't think so, actually.
But it was it. Came off a foot it went backwards.
Yeah.
And he called it a knock on.
It did make the rest of the weekend a bit more interesting though, because if the Rebels had have beaten the Highlanders by more than 7,
yes,
then the force would have gone through.
Yes.
So then obviously the Highlanders were down.
Yes.
So it was close, and then towards the end of the game, like, they could have played on and tried to kick or whatever, and they didn't.
I woke up early and I looked at my phone and the Highlanders were 3 points ahead, maybe.
Yeah.
Or 4 points or something. And I was like, oh, yes, okay, I got this one right.
Yeah.
And then I looked at my phone again and I was like, what?
It was dreadful.
One point.
I'm going to go over that for me.
Oh.
My first one, mate, going to Perth or going to Fiji, tough, eh? Like,
yeah.
Just showed tough on the weekend. Fiji, though. Justin Marshall on another podcast, he mentioned, where would he rather play? Would he rather play in Alice Park in South Africa, or would he rather play at, I think, Suva or whatever in Fiji, right? And he was like, trust me, you do not want to play in Fiji. The crowds are just
wild, something
else.
Yeah, I bet.
And there's nowhere, there's nowhere really to sort of get into. There's nowhere to practice or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, the facilities aren't there. So you kind of go there. The flight's a bit of a nightmare, all those types of things. You get there and then you're just greeted with the sea of Fijian support. Like
hostility.
You know, and he just said it's just really, really tough.
Yeah.
So actually, then you think of Perth.
A long way away.
It's tough to get to.
Yeah.
You know, you can see why teams struggle. But what was good to see is, when a team needs to win versus pride, we saw on the weekend, you know, Fiji really wanted that win.
Yes.
Chiefs didn't need the win.
No.
And Fiji turned up. And then obviously the Force needed to win to give themselves a chance of making.
And they did.
And they did.
Yeah.
So the only thing I would say about Wellington was really good strike. We talk about innovation off first phase. They are the best team in New Zealand at the moment from first phase innovation.
Yes.
Brilliant. And Morpi at fullback is one to watch.
He's been good.
Really
good.
And
do do you know how long he's been in the team for?
No.
No, neither do I. But
I think this season is his first season of playing.
With Geordie sort of being out of that spot,
yeah,
it creates holes, doesn't it, for people to fill.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about Stephen Perifetta, At 15,
you
know, Geordie Barrett has now moved into the 10 role and he's doing a really good job. But then that's opened up space for Perifetta.
Do you mean 12 spot, not 10 spot? Barrett. Bowden Barrett.
Yes.
Yes, Bowden Barrett, sorry, yeah. Got you.
You know, so he's filled that spot where he should be playing, but then that's created space elsewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and
you see that with Wellington, Geordie Barrett's in the back, he moves into 12, that frees up, Morpi comes in and does a brilliant job.
Exactly right, exactly. But then, you know, and this is where I want to see Havili go away. I don't like Havili.
Oh, this
don't
is
like
one of
him.
My points. Eh? So then I think this is half the reason why Crusaders are not playing well.
Because
David Harvilli.
David Harvilli, but then you've also got Eeyore.
No.
Donkey Eeyore at 13
Listen,
as well.
Don't disrespect.
So I want Leicester Fire Noku to be in that 13 spot.
Yeah.
All the time.
So do I, mate. It's just not going to happen.
All the time.
What I'd say about David Harvilli, right, is David Harvilli's looking, and he's probably pretty sad because, like, last year he had a great season at 12. He had been playing at 15. He's moved to 12. He's finally got his All Black dream.
He was rubbish for the All Blacks.
He wasn't rubbish. He wasn't rubbish for the All Blacks.
He was rubbish for the All Blacks.
No, trust me. I watched every game. I'm a big fan. And he was...
Are you really?
He is really good, right? He was really good. The problem now is that he hasn't really played that well this season.
No.
But part of that, I think, is because everyone's talking about Roger. Everyone's now talking about Geordie. You've got Quinn Tapia. You've had all these people... And he's now gone down the rank.
So he cracks under pressure.
No, he's overplaying. He's overplaying his hand to try and put his hand up and say, look, pick me.
So he's overthinking.
He's overthinking it. Yeah, absolutely.
He's cracking under pressure, like I said.
But it must be tough for him is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I think he is off.
I agree.
I think he's off overseas
where
he'll be appreciated.
Yeah, go away.
Oh, that's so bad, eh? Right, next game for me was the Blues versus the Tars.
Yes, you sort of touched on it actually, didn't you? Second string Blues team.
Brilliant. This is a really massive win. And I don't mean that as, I think the Tars, you know, good on them.
They played well,
that close.
To be fair to them.
Yeah, but to have that number of changes and to still beat a decent Tars team is awesome for their culture. And I'm just saying... Watch out the Crusaders, because the Blues have got it right. They've got the culture right.
You've hit the nail on the head there. You know, those first team players are going to be patting those second team players, those bench players, on the back going...
Or on the bum.
Don't be afraid.
Thank you, pal. Well done, mate.
It won't hurt you. But you're right, the culture. You know, they're going to be tapping on my back and going, you've played a blinder there.
I can just see in the changing rooms after the game, those young fellas coming in, they're pumped. The old boys, the ones that have been playing weekend, just coming in like going,
right.
Blues mana, you know, all of that.
Oh, I totally agree.
Wow. And then they're just going to turn it up on the weekend. Yep. The Highlanders, good luck, Sunshine.
Haven't got a chance,
They've got absolutely no chance.
Not a chance.
And I thought they did. But no, they definitely don't. People are talking about Sirt. People are saying, how do you get fans back to support rugby teams? Just ask the Tars.
Oh.
Everything we've been crapping on about over all the years, they're doing, aren't they?
Oh, 100%.
They've moved to a smaller ground.
Yep.
Right? They've moved their kickoff times to more appropriate times for families.
Yep.
And they're playing decent rugby.
Yes.
So that's what you need to do. Don't play in massive stadiums.
Nope.
Because who wants to go and sit in a 60,000-seater stadium with 10,000 people?
To be fair, the Blues, the last home game they had 20-odd thousand.
Still is empty.
But in a stadium that holds 50 to 60,000, it's empty.
It's empty.
So go to Mount Smart.
Yeah.
Go to North Harbour Stadium. Fill it.
Yeah.
So then it looks good.
Correct. I find it's really difficult though, isn't it? Because you've built these stadiums, you need to use them. But if you don't use them, then
read the other day that this morning, the first test match against Ireland sold out Eden Park.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Great. But Eden Park can't live off two or three test matches a year.
No, it can't. You're right.
So... You know, host the final there. I just don't know. I just don't think we need...
Well, if the Blues are in the final, it will be there, won't it?
Yeah. Very interesting, anyway. Very interesting. Next one for me was Moana Pacifica Brumbies. I mean, Brumbies have fallen off a cliff.
Yeah. That's why I'm not sure if they'll beat the Canes.
Yeah. Good shout. I mean, they've been really poor.
Yeah, that's what
I mean.
I mean,
they've been really poor. And yeah, okay, Moana Pacifica were very good. They showed how much they've improved. Their set piece was excellent on the weekend. They're rolling Maul, out-rolling Maul to the Brumbies Maul. So big improvement.
Which is surprising because Brumbies are forward pack is fantastic. Or did the Brumbies, was it a second string team?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a second string team. Definitely wasn't. And that's the bit that kind of really surprised me,
yeah,
was it wasn't a second string team. Mate, the last thing that caught my eye, do you have anything else that caught your eye?
No.
No? Apart from me. The Rebels Highlanders. What a shocking game. Both teams were rubbish. Really rubbish. It was probably the worst game of Super Rugby I'd seen in ages. And last week, Tony Brown had a massive pop at his players. And I'm really sorry, but it's so un-Highlanders to play the way they're playing. They're not playing together as a team.
No.
I think some players think they're better than they are. This is sort of what Tony Brown alluded
Scott
to.
Scott Gregory?
Well, actually, to be fair, Scott Gregory is the most Highlanders-type player.
He is, isn't he?
You know, he puts it all on the park.
Yeah.
And we take the mick out of
him. I quite like him, really. I do quite like him.
I mean, do they have a chance of beating the Blues? I don't think so.
No.
But they could pull it out. I mean,
they could. Anyone could,
they
though.
Could. But maybe that'll be it for them. You know, the embarrassment they've shown, the kind of, you know, the lack of effort they've put in over the last 2 weeks especially. Maybe that's the bit that is going to fire them up. We will see.
Jeepers.
Watch the space.
Yes.
Not looking good. Mate, it's time for
listeners' questions. Now, this one is from the Razzler Dazzler again. Quite a long one, but we'll go through it. Okay. Listeners' questions for Toby and you, Damo. See what I did there?
I did, yeah.
A possible drawback to growing the game in America is the potential impact on Super Rugby. Given a choice between living in a major American city or a Japanese city for the same amount of money equivalent, where would you, as a 20 to 28 year old rugby player, rather be? So $1 million US, what is it, 129 million yen,
yeah,
is on offer. Are you choosing miso soup and sushi or barbecue?
Oh,
I love sushi.
Don't worry,
but barbecue.
Listen, let's park the money. That's a big question right there.
Love me some miso.
I'm having both.
Half and half. If you were 18, 28 years old, Oz New Zealand rugby player, and you were looking at 30,000K per year.
No, 300,000K.
Sorry, 300,000K per year for 3 to 5 year contract in Australia or New Zealand to play Crusaders, Blues, or triple the amount in US or yen, are you staying in a cold, shaky Christchurch, breezy Auckland, or are you taking the big money and moving to Tokyo, LA, San Diego, New Orleans, Houston? Wow, what a question, Razzler the Dazzler. Let's start from the top, eh? Do we like Razzler Dazzler?
Yes, love
we
him.
Do. What a bloke.
What a bloke.
Would you rather, okay, have miso soup and sushi or barbecue?
Barbecue.
100%.
Do you know what, sushi, I'm kind of down with sushi.
I like sushi.
Probably quite good for my waistline.
I'm not sure it is, you know.
Well,
there's a lot of calories.
I'm proving you wrong. Yeah. Barbecue. What about you, mate? Would you rather be Japan or would you rather be America with the family?
I mean, the culture in Japan. I've been to Japan before.
Yeah, okay.
The culture in Japan is amazing.
Yeah.
But then you can almost say the culture in America is amazing too. Depending on where you are.
I think
LA,
for me.
San Diego.
Yeah. But the thing for me, right.
Chicago.
That I would love to go to Japan to visit, right?
Yes.
To be a tourist.
Okay.
Okay. But to play rugby, I would love to go to America if their competition was good.
Yes.
Because just think about all the places you'd go to.
Yes.
When you're playing.
Very true.
So 1 week you'll be in New Orleans, next minute be in Houston, San Diego, we're talking about LA. You know, it's just fantastic,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say I would 100% take the money, hop on the plane, but the rugby would need to be good.
The rugby would need to be beneficial to me.
And this is the reason why people aren't going. But yes, if the game is growing in America and their competition, their professional competition gets better.
Which it will. It's early days, isn't it?
It is.
Early days.
So
what about you,
I'm
though,
taking
sir?
The money, mate. I'm taking the money and going, bang, see you soon. I'll go to LA, okay, and I'll be playing me rugby there. Don't care if it's good or bad. Ladies everywhere, men everywhere too.
Equal opportunities.
It would $1 million a year as well.
$1 million squids a year.
That's not bad.
Wow.
Not bad.
The type of money I'd just dream of.
Yes.
But, you know, there's a lot to be said, isn't there? If the Super Rugby competition is still amazing and you're playing for your boyhood team, you know, you're getting top quality coaching, you're playing with the world's best players, it's still a pretty nice thing to think of. And the issue is if that American or Japanese competition improves, then it becomes a much tougher decision.
Yes.
But if longevity, if I'm 20, 28, yep, I know I can play for the Crusaders, make the All Blacks, and then I can earn a lot more money for a lot longer overseas.
Yep.
Playing the long game, Razzle Dazzler.
Like it. I like it. Right, mate.
My question to you. You know my question because you've read it, but you've got to answer it, okay? Would you rather play 50 games for England and win the World Cup or play 10 games for the ABs and have to retire early due to an injury? Now, the reason I put that in there is because that kind of means you were a good All Black, right? You were a good All Black because you had to retire from an injury. So you're not a rubbish, you know, just play one game, be on the bench for 10. You know, you're a good player, but you've got to retire. What would you rather?
Oh, I think I'd rather play 50 games for England.
Oh, I'm surprised you've said that, eh? Was winning the World Cup the big thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd go the All Blacks.
Yeah.
I think I'd go the All Blacks.
But what are you going to do? You got a coaching role.
Yeah, I'm going to do podcasts for the rest of my life, mate.
Cheers, Justin Marshall.
Mate, your question to me. No. Now, you did ask me an unofficial one before the show, which was very funny, but not appropriate for this podcast.
So, would you rather be a superstar of rugby in New Zealand, so the pin-up boy?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's not hard for me to imagine.
But not win a World Cup?
Oh, yeah.
Or would you rather win 3 World Cups with England?
Oh.
But be one of those players that were, how on earth did he make the team?
Nah, definitely pin up New Zealand.
And 3 World Cups?
No, I tell you why. Right? Okay, so.
And did you like how I didn't actually, so I've now put the question in.
So I wouldn't know.
Yes.
For me, the big thing here is that I was reading some stuff the other day, and I think it was about a New Zealand player, right? And they were saying that, World Cup winner. And I was like, what? World Cup? I didn't even realize he played for the All Blacks. Do you know what I mean? And for me,
Who was that?
Oh, I can't remember.
Right.
Can't remember. But I was like, World Cup winner? He obviously didn't play much. He didn't start type thing. So my thing is, I would just rather be the best player, whether or not I won the World Cups on the back of someone else's work. I think to be the best player because of your hard work, I'm not the pin-up thing. That doesn't really interest me. I know it interests you a lot more, but
No, but that's the question. You have to.
Yeah, no, but my point is I'd just rather be the best player in New Zealand and just be good at my craft rather than, for me, it's not about what you win. It's about what you win on the inside that counts. There you go, mate. It's tight. You've promised to finish off the show with an absolute bang today.
Well, I didn't say a bang, but I've got some questions for you, bud.
Now, cheers, champ.
Now, my questions to you, Damo, okay, they are about the upcoming Ireland-New Zealand test matches.
I sound like a cow just then, but anyway, go on.
Question number one.
Oh, how many questions?
3.
Right, I'll get my correct and just make
just
sure.
Just make sure they're working.
Yeah, we don't need to worry about that one. We're so predictable.
In the world rugby standings, Where are Ireland and New Zealand currently?
New Zealand's second.
Well, you're wrong.
Are they third?
Yep.
Sorry, I got that right. Ireland must be second then. Yeah, Ireland's second.
Well, you're wrong.
Oh, God.
South Africa first.
Yeah.
France second.
Oh, damn
New Zealand third. Ireland fourth. Now, just...
France, why did I not see that?
Just listen to these numbers. Ireland are in fourth, 88.22. New Zealand, 88.75.
Ooh.
France, 88.88.
Wow. And what about South Africa?
90.6. So only 2 points ahead.
They haven't really played any games either, have they?
So. And that's why they're on top. Okay.
That's really bad for me. I do apologise to everyone out there that thought I was an intelligent rugby aficionado.
How many times have New Zealand lost to Ireland?
Twice.
You're wrong.
What, three times?
Yes.
Damn it.
Oh,
three times. They lost once in... They've lost twice since America.
Yes.
You sure?
Yes. Because they lost once in America, and then once in
Ireland
straight away, straight after, pretty much. And then they lost to
them recently. Last year.
One draw.
I thought it's twice.
Well, you got it wrong.
Well, I'm going to look that up. All right, move on. I've had a shocker so far.
Yes, you have. Yep. Points difference. Between the two teams. Now, New Zealand are in the positive.
Okay, yeah.
Points different. But is it over or under 500 points?
How many games have they played?
33 played.
Jeez, that's tough, isn't it? 33 played. Yep. And obviously they've won 30 of those. The three
they've
games...
They've won 29 because there's been a draw.
Need to be winning significantly, wouldn't they? Every game, 20 points, 20 points. It's probably, not far off, eh? I think it's pretty close. I'm going to say it's over.
Okay, you are correct.
What is it, though?
519.
Wow, it just shows, actually, that is dominance, isn't it? That is real dominance. Someone was talking to me the other day about New Zealand and they're always going to be good at rugby. I am worried.
No.
They could lose all three.
I think they're playing
three, aren't they?
Three test series, yeah.
Against Ireland.
Yeah. Oh, now, God. The win percentage, okay, that Ireland have over New Zealand is 9%.
Okay.
So, I know that you're worried. So, if there's a three test match series, if they win one, I will be surprised.
Oh, God.
I know.
It's really not good, eh?
No. No.
I think you're right. At home, hopefully we're a different beast.
Yep.
I hope.
At Eden Park.
Fingers crossed.
Now, it was quite interesting, actually. I mean, this isn't, these aren't any questions or anything like that. But I was looking at, New Zealand stadiums, main New Zealand stadiums.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm looking at win percentages. Okay. So Athletic Park, the original sort of Wellington Stadium, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Last played 1999. Our win percentage there was 69%. Now you're looking at AMI Stadium, which is non-existent anymore.
Yes.
Destroyed by the earthquakes.
I think it was a very good win percentage there, I would have thought.
81%.
Yeah.
Sky Stadium.
The Cake Tin.
Which is the Cake Tin, 83%.
Wow. Okay. Eden Park is got to be 90-odd percent.
Eden Park and Carisbrook, non-existent anymore.
Yeah.
84%. Yeah. Eden Park, 84%.
Wow.
So the last time we lost at Eden Park, 94.
That's not including British... No, we drew there, didn't we?
So we haven't lost since 94.
Wow.
So we, 85 tests. Now, we're looking at other main stadiums? Do we know where they're playing? So I'm guessing they're playing Auckland, Wellington, Forsyth Barr.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Forsyth Barr. Haven't lost there.
Wow.
Mm.
That's pretty impressive.
Yep.
Wow. Got to keep that one going, don't we? Yes.
So, you know, we haven't lost Trafalgar Park and Nelson, Taranaki, Rugby Park.
We have never lost at the Bullet Oval. Never.
Because we've never bloody played there. But yeah, I just found that interesting. I was surprised with the Forsyth Barr one.
Ah, yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely. The indoor element with the roof on must be something else, eh? Wow.
Yep.
Love to go there and watch a game.
Yes, I would.
Would love to go there and watch a game. Mate, how can people support us? What can they do?
They can like, they can subscribe, they can share. Yeah, 5-star review.
Yeah, Patreon. Patreon. If you want to go Patreon, there's a little link below.
Is anyone in?
Not yet.
Oh,
not yet, sir. Not yet, sir. People, you know, people are busy. People are busy.
Now, can I just? I've got stats here.
Oh my!
I've got
goodness.
Stats here. Now,
I thought this show always goes on too long, Toby. Oh, come
the
on!
Last,
come
it's because we're on holiday, mate. The last three coaches.
Hang on, he's even put his leg up. You know, this is he's settling in.
The last three coaches, Graham Henry,
yeah,
win percentage, okay, 85.
Yeah,
Steve Hansen
higher, 87.
86. Well, yeah, 86.9, so 87.
Yeah, round up, big fella.
Ian Fozzie.
Fozzie, rubbish, mate. 50-50.
Fozzie. Played 21.
Played 21. We would have lost six of those, I would imagine.
We lost five, drew one, so 71%.
It's not bad, is it? But it's not great.
It is. It's one of the worst.
Right. Oh, well, that, he is one,
one
of the
worst.
He is one of the worst, isn't he? To be honest. He is one of the worst.
Yeah, one of the worst. Fozzie. Right, mate.
You're done.
Yeah, I'm done now. Done now. What a way to end.
What?
Slag
yeah.
off, Fozzie, one more time.
For everyone, because I think Razzle Dazzle have mentioned this in his email. He's loving it. Well, he would have loved the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, mate, it's always a pleasure doing the show with you. Until next week.
See you later.
Podcast Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.